One of Australia's most high-profile football clubs has agreed to sweeping internal changes after an independent report found it suffered from systemic racism and had failed to act on complaints of discrimination. The Collingwood Football Club went into damage control yesterday, with defiant president and media personality Eddie Maguire defending Collingwood's history, vowing to stay in his position until the end of the year.
This is an historic and proud day for the Collingwood Football Club. Today, we embrace a leadership position on the most fundamental of rights, equality. To be who you are, based on your abilities and character and nothing else. In doing so, we have spent the last 6 years in particular in a deep dive into how we can make ourselves better. First up, and then to provide leadership and conversation in the community as only Collingwood can.
Collingwood President Eddie Maguire speaking yesterday. Well, the damning independent report was sparked after former Collingwood star and grand final winner Heritier Lumumba spoke out about his treatment. He retired from the AFL in 2016 and lives these days in the United States. I spoke with Heritier Lumumba earlier.
Thanks a lot, Fran.
Heritier, having spoken out about racism at the club, do you feel vindicated by this report?
Yes, I feel the report does vindicate all of the claims that I've been making for almost 8 years now. And to see that an independent review has been done where a report has clearly outlined, extensively outlined, that the Collingwood Football Club is guilty of systemic racism absolutely does back up all of my claims and also the claims of the countless other people that have had incidents of racism with the Collingwood Football Club.
Heritier, I probably should point out at this stage that your complaints of racism at the club, of racist nicknames, jokes, other forms of discrimination were not included in this review. You didn't want to be a part of it. Why was that?
Sure. Look, initially, when you got to understand that I've raised these claims, as I said, almost 8 years ago, and each time that I raised them and try to escalate it, it was met with defensiveness, it was met with denial, and I was attacked for it. And that campaign of attacking continued not only internally in the club, but also externally. The club is a very powerful within the football industry, we know that, and their tentacles reach throughout many different sectors, including the media. So there was a compounded effect of me being targeted for simply speaking out, and you'll find that the report points to that. Now, if you fast forward to when the review was announced, which was, I believe, August last year or maybe July of last year, I had endured all of these years of being attacked, and I had been so open and forthright with my personal testimony of experiences that I had experienced at Collingwood, and I felt there was absolutely no way that a review or any sort of investigation would be conducted in good faith, because up until that point, and even up until what we see today, that there has been no good faith. There has been no acceptance of a reality that everyone knows is true.
As you referred to there, the report has found that Collingwood, and this is a quote from the report, was more likely to react to media coverage about a racist incident than complaints made within the club. And this aggravated rather than mitigated the impact of that racism on the people who experienced it. Is that what you're describing? Is that your experience?
Yes, absolutely. That is exactly what happens when there are racist incidents brought to the surface. In my time that I was at the football club, and even when I left the football club, because when I left the football club at the end of 2014, I continued to look for avenues to raise my grievances. I explored the AFL route that was ineffective. I explored breaching my concerns with the AFL Players Association that was ineffective. And I continued to be open in the public about my experiences because I found no other way to address them. And what took place was, instead of owning the reality of it, because one thing that people often forget is that it wasn't just myself who went through a history of racial discrimination at the football club. There were other players such as Leon Davis, who started before me, you know, he experienced that from pretty much the first day that he walked into the club. He was discriminated against. You have players that came after as well, players like Andrew Cracker, who wanted to speak his mind and wanted to voice his concerns, and was attacked and told that he would be subjected to severe ramifications if he was to simply just express his discontent for racism. And so when it comes to myself, I've been extremely vocal over the years. I haven't backed down, and I believe there's been 7 former teammates of mine who have backed up my claims. And unfortunately, in the face of this irrefutable evidence, now with the report, the Collingwood Football Club continues to do what it has always done, and that's been to deny, to dismiss, and to discredit, which is further exacerbating the trauma and the effect of the discrimination that has originally happened. So, yes, the report is accurate, and I think that Larissa Barrett did a great job of outlining exactly what the systemic issues at that football club are.
It's the systemic nature of the finding, I think, that is the most damning for Collingwood. I mean, you tell your story, Heritier. You played for Collingwood since 2005. From the outside, you were one of their favourite sons. You played 199 games. But now we all know that from your experience, you experienced racism from other players from the very start. I think you describe it as name-calling and nicknames and jokes, which you, I guess, just to get on, had to suck it up. So this report, this finding of systemic racism, is that what it felt like to you on the inside? Did it feel systemic, or did it feel like, you know, a couple of people leading the charge or a couple of bad eggs? Did you feel like you were up against the whole club?
Well, I think we need to be really precise with how we can firstly identify the systemic racism that pervades Collingwood Football Club. It's something that is, in the report, it states it's structural. It's embedded within all of the systems that they have for the way that they operate, from the administration level to the board level to the football department. And that encapsulates all people throughout the club who are affected by a club that's structured in a way that, as the report reveals, failed to meet its legal requirements in terms of providing clear policies and protocols for dealing with issues that infringe on people's workplace rights and human rights.
So can I just stop you there, Heritier? What happened to you? For everyone listening, just explain, what happened to you when you went and said, look, I'm being called chimp, I'm being, you know, these racist slurs are being made. What happened to you?
The report outlines that. We discussed that, I think, a couple of questions ago. When issues are raised, and this is, I can attest to this, when issues are raised of racism, the club is more likely to deal with it as damage control, and it will work to silence the individuals that raise it. And if it does reach the public, that's when they'll act and they'll try to save face and protect their brand, as opposed to investigate the issue at hand. And they go one step further, which is what happened with me, was I was attacked. I was punished for speaking out because I was uncompromising. This dates back to 2013 when I had enough with everything that I was seeing. It reached a boiling point when Eddie Maguire had his on-air gaffe when it comes to Adam Goods' situation and likened him to a gorilla, basically. Yeah. To me, that was the line in the sand. I had been at the Collingwood Football Club at that point for, I believe, 8 years, and I had tried in different ways to address this issue, but I knew that I had to escalate it because now it was coming from the top. And so blatant, and no one was doing anything. So I was, at that time, I was a leader at the Collingwood Football Club. I was elected by my peers in the leadership group, and I was upholding the values that they had set, which was community. And that community, what they said was that a community value for them is inclusion. A community value is to not discriminate others. And I saw that there was a direct conflict. So I saw it was my role to speak out. And when I did, I felt the full wrath of Collingwood's institutional power from the PR department, where they were feeding information to their media sources and shaping a narrative to paint me as the problem, paint me as the person who had the issues, when in actual fact it was them. I faced it from members of administration, from the board to coaches, who, again, painted me as the problem. They weren't educated on racism. They didn't understand how severe an issue racism is and how systemic the issues of racism were at the time that I was at the club. And as a result, they painted me as the person who had the issue, as the report says, and that exacerbated the damage that they had already inflicted, not only on myself but on others.
Haritia, speaking of the board, we heard earlier the chair of the president of Collingwood, Eddie Maguire, when he received this report, calling it a proud and historic day for the club. He meant because they were, in his view, seriously tackling the issue of racism at Collingwood, looking at themselves in the mirror. Do you think anything's changed? What was your reaction to those comments from Eddie Maguire?
Well, clearly it hasn't changed, because if you, again, I'll refer back to the report. The report states that when the Collingwood Football Club is confronted with the truth or the facts that pertain to its racism and its systemic racism, it doubles down, it denies, it doesn't accept responsibility. It uses its institutional power to weave a narrative, because it has a powerful public relations machine, and it knows that it can use that power to avoid taking accountability for its failings. Now, what I saw yesterday was a clear case of cowardice. It was a clear case of a football club that is delusional. If that's the way that Collingwood wants to address the fact that an independent report that it did not want to be out in the public. Now, I know that for a fact. That I've been asking Collingwood Football Club since late last year, when I knew they had the report. I had been asking them for that report, and it was not given to me. It was actually sad that I had to receive that from media sources. So what I saw yesterday was directly in line with the condemnation, really, of what the report of the report, which is that it continues to deny, discredit, and not take accountability for the issues that it has. And what I saw yesterday was a club desperate in its damage control, and it was completely tone deaf to where the world is at right now. Remember, this isn't just an Australian issue; this is a global issue, and there are corporations around the world that are getting it right. And yesterday absolutely was not it.
Eddie Maguire announced in mid-December he would stand down from the role of presidency at the end of this year. Should he go earlier, do you hold him responsible for the problems at the club?
I don't hold Eddie Maguire solely responsible for the problems of the club, but the report clearly states that the issues, the cultural issues of the club, which includes the systemic racism, is the responsibility of the board. Now, who is the chairman of the board? The chairman of the board is Eddie Maguire. So the responsibility does fall, a lot of the responsibility falls on him. And the performance that he gave yesterday, as I said, was cowardice. They keep pointing to courage, and they keep pointing to the fact that they're the ones that are leading the charge. Well, what I say is no, they are absolutely not the ones that are leading the charge. It was cowardice, because it was simply living up to not taking accountability, not accepting the fact that the football club has caused serious harm, as the report states, serious harm to many individuals, many families, and many communities. So with all of this in mind and what I saw yesterday, I would say that I really don't know where there is to go now for the Collingwood Football Club and for Eddie Maguire. So we'll leave it at that.
Haritia Lumumba, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Haritia Lumumba, former Collingwood player, played in their premiership win back in 2010, now lives in LA. And as you heard there, he described that response from Collingwood president Eddie Maguire yesterday, describing this as a proud day for Collingwood. He described it as cowardly and delusional.